This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices has dismissed a claim that a Republican Political Action Committee illegally coordinated with Attorney General Tim Fox during his 2012 campaign. Commissioner Jonathan Modell decided yesterday that insufficient evidence exists to show Fox and the Republican State Leadership Committee were strategizing during the election season. The committee spent more than $500,000 on television advertisements in Montana during the 2012 Attorney General's race. Former Montana Democratic Party Executive Director Ted Dick filed a complaint with the commissioner's office a week before the 2012 election that argued the committee should have reported those ads as campaign expenditures. Modell rejects the assumption that a relationship between Fox and the Republican PAC implies the two were coordinating during the campaign. The threatened Canada lynx was given more protection this week in a settlement that will put greater restrictions on trapping in some parts of Montana. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Tuesday's settlement between the state of Montana and conservation groups ends a 2013 lawsuit that claimed the state didn't protect lynx from trapping. 15 trapped lynx have been reported since 2001. Five of those trappings resulted in the animal's death. That's unacceptable, says Arlene Montgomery of Friends of the Wild Swan.
Lynx are a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act, and so it is illegal to what they call take lynx. And so that was why we sued the Fish, Wildlife, and Park.
A lynx protection zone in northwest Montana and the greater Yellowstone region will limit the size and placement of traps. The judge overseeing the case says trappers may be left with obsolete traps and may ultimately trap fewer animals. The Montana Trappers Association was not available for comment. To see the lynx protection zones, visit our website, mtpr.org. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana.
Yellowstone National Park Superintendent Dan Wink announced yesterday that Pete Webster is the park's 17th chief ranger in the nearly 100 years the park has been managed by the Park Service. Webster has been the deputy chief ranger since July of 2014 and has intermittently shared the role of interim chief ranger for much of the past year. He succeeds Tim Reed, who became the superintendent at Devil's Tower National Monument last fall. Over the past 7 years, Webster has managed law enforcement, emergency services, fire, visitor management, dispatch, and wilderness operations in his roles as the deputy chief ranger at Yellowstone, chief ranger at Denali National Park and Preserve, and deputy chief ranger at Shenandoah National Park. A federal judge in Great Falls is considering whether tribal officials need to comply with subpoenas demanding access to tribal documents or if tribes are immune from court orders to produce evidence because they're sovereign nations. The Great Falls Tribune reports that the dispute comes from a $5 million lawsuit against the Bureau of Indian Affairs over alleged damages. Thank you for listening. For Montana Headline News, I'm Edward O'Brien.